Hi, it's Hayley from the 360 Degree Manager. Today I'm going to talk to you about, are you listening to reply or to understand? Listening is arguably one of the most difficult skills in communications. In today's fast-paced world, we can be found listening only to keywords on which we build our view of what was just said. And while we are self-talking, this builds in our own minds, we actually stop listening. We are continually distracted by phones, by emails, traffic, radio, sirens, smells, and physical comforts. The 2010 study at Princeton University by Charles Gross found that there is a lag between what you hear and what you understand. And this lag could be between a few seconds to as much as a minute, depending on the individual. It's during this time lag that we start to listen to ourselves, the voice in our head, and not to what the other person said. You know that person in your head, that voice. As a result of this, our understanding of what was said nosedives. The lag may be caused by lots of things like our environment, opinions, and our emotional state. Basically, all the distractions mentioned above, in addition to our expectations of what's going to be said by the person talking to us. You could say we are only listening for what we want, or what we expect to hear. The words that support our opinions and the words that support our expectations. Maybe that's it. Or maybe we're competitively listening. Miller's Law, named after psychologist George Miller, who in 1980 found that many people do what was known as competitive listening. They hear something and have a negative reaction because they believe what the other person said is false. So listening stops. They switch off, they start self-talking or preparing what they want to say in their head, a sort of counter-argument. Again, this is where communication breaks down. To make matters even harder, listening is generally harder in today's life because the cacophony of noise around us all the time. It makes it much, much harder to pay attention to the subtle and understated, and therefore much more concentration is needed to listen carefully. If you think of your brain's listening capability like Bluetooth, switched on all the time and trying to connect to what is around you, it's looking out for the dangerous or familiar. You zone in on arguing or raised voices, cars screeching to alert you. But also, if your name is being said in a busy coffee shop, even when you're not the person they are speaking to or referring to. Despite all of this, you can learn to be a better listener. It takes time and effort. You need to think and work in a different way. You need to create new habits in listening, and you can start with the words of Stephen Covey: seek first to understand and then be understood. This is to be your new mantra. Great listening skills takes conscious practice, so start now.